the Slay Girl Slay podcast, a space created for women of color who are fearless in their pursuit of getting anything and everything she wants out of life. This audio series was created for every woman who is on the verge of her come up, creating her own vibe, and transforming her life. Sit down with me, grab your earphones, turn me up in your cars, and let's have some well overdue girl chat. I'm your host, Ashley Legs, and this is the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Wow. Oh my gosh, you guys. Welcome to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. It is finally here. We are finally in this moment. This is the very first episode. I am thrilled to kick us off. As I mentioned earlier, I am your host, Ashley, and this is the Slay Girl Slay podcast. I am so excited and to be honest, a bit nervous. I connect with you guys over social media a lot, but I feel like this is just very personal and we're going to get very, very personal. But again, so excited. And just to give you guys just a little background on myself, I've been a lifestyle blogger for about 4 years now over at HerRoyalHighness.com. Started blogging back in college when it was not really a cool thing to do. and I started my blog out of spite to prove to my journalism teacher that I could write whatever I wanted, whenever I wanted. And it's kind of just grown from there. I've learned so much in this blogging / influencing space and still learning even after 4 years. I still feel like a newbie sometimes, but it's been such a ride, and I am now venturing out and not so much hiding behind my blog and the photos that you see on social media, but really getting out there with my brand, Slay Girl Slay, to create a space for women of color that wake up every day knowing that they were destined to be greater than what they are feeling in that moment. That go to work every day. They clock in, they clock out, they go home, and they do the same thing every single day, but know that ultimately that's not who they were meant to be or what they were supposed to be doing. That corporate girl that doesn't fit in with her coworkers because she's different and she has to work twice as hard as those around her to get that promotion or to stand out in that big meeting. This space is for my girls that are entrepreneurs who know that they were not born to live a 9-to-5 because they're sitting on a business that can potentially change the world. This space is for her. This space is for you. This space is for me. I created this space because I am that girl. I need this space just as much as you guys. And I hope that through our talks over the course of time that we spend together, you are encouraged to take the next step. Whatever that step may be, you are motivated, you become fearless, and you kick some major ass and take names when you're finished. That being said, though, I wanted to kick our first podcast off on a topic that is near and dear to my heart, reinvention. I am a firm believer in the power of reinventing yourself. I hate to use this term, but you know the phrase, new year, new me. I mean, it's 2018, why not, right? Or new phone, who dis? That's my favorite. I live for a comeback, you guys. I live for the glow up, and let me tell you why. You know, when you're looking at pictures of yourself back from grade school or high school or college and you look a hot ass mess and you wouldn't be caught dead looking how you did then right now, but you swore you was popping. You know that feeling? You're like, wow, I look so much better. Wow, I can't believe I used to look like that. You're essentially telling yourself, wow, like girlfriend, you upgraded yourself. Now you may not say that out loud, but anytime you look at the past and you compare it to your right now, you should always have that feeling of being upgraded. Now, if you're still in the same spot, you're not progressing, you're not wanting to progress, you're not wanting to upgrade, and you still feel the same way as you did way back then sis, this might not be the podcast for you. But why can't we look in the mirror and say, you know what? I'm ready for an upgrade. I need an upgrade. I'm ready to look a new way, feel a new way. I'm ready to do new things, learn new things, say yes to new friends and all of the above. Why can't we do that? We can't get caught in this cycle of being comfortable with ourselves. we can't get stagnant. We can't get comfortable to the point where we are not growing, we are not progressing or challenging ourselves to be the best version of ourselves. How can you walk in your purpose if you don't begin to walk in your purpose? You feel me? So if you're my girl that works in corporate America and you really want to be that woman that's owning the place, right? You want people to answer to you. You want to run that meeting full of men and be able to have the final say so in whether or not the firm is picking up a new client. You want to be the boss. But on the other hand, you just currently sit at your cube. You're doing your daily responsibilities. You're doing the bare minimum, dealing with that girl that burned you at the last team meeting and on Facebook in the meantime, between time. You're not raising your hand for new projects. You don't speak up at the team meetings. You don't exert yourself talking to leadership above you, and your networking skills are a little rusty. You see what I mean? You have the power to live the life you want to live, no matter what your circumstances are, even if it's just a little at a time. If you decide on the type of woman you want to be, not become, want to be her. You decide who she is, what she likes, what doesn't she like, what does she believe in, the whole nine, and you reinvent yourself to be her. That old girl, she was cute, she was sweet, but she isn't going to get you that six-figure check in the mail at the end of the month. I put together some tips that I practice because I'm still evolving and pushing myself to change, because let's face it, this is an ongoing process. This isn't going to happen tonight or tomorrow, but you have to work constantly to be the woman, the entrepreneur, the business owner, the mother, whatever it is that you're striving for. You have to work for every single day. That's why I say I live for reinvention. I live for the glow up, because I am constantly trying to change and fix and move and groove and all that other good stuff to be the woman that I want to be. And I'm not working, you know, to be her. I am her every single day. So here's my first tip. Get a role model or a couple that only you know about. Having someone you look up to is key, and you don't have to know them personally. You don't have to know them at all. But all my role models I've never met. I've learned a lot by just watching them move, listening to them speak, and being a sponge of their knowledge, because I like the qualities that they have and I like the things that they do, and I want to fashion myself to have some of those same qualities and do some of those same things. If you know your role model, I mean, that's even better, but send them an email letting them know, you know, that you look up to them. But let me warn you, they may not respond, and that's okay. Your purpose of emailing someone that, you know, you look up to is not to get a response. It should be just to let them know that you admire them and what they do or what they have done for you. Now, if they respond back, that's just a bonus. But get a role model, you guys. Get somebody that you can look up to every day and say, you know, I like that person. I kind of want to be like that person. I don't want to be that person. Now that's a big difference. I want to be myself, but I want some of those qualities. I want some of those attributes that that person has. My second tip is to do something you are either afraid to do or think that you can't or not allowed to do. This is my favorite one. I call this being limitless, which I'll have to talk about in another podcast. But what can you do that you might not ever think to do to take you outside of your box? Where can you go that you might have never wanted to go or think you could go? Prime example, my mom used to always take me in Saks Fifth Avenue to look around. And for those of you that don't know what Saks is, and you should know what Saks is, but Saks is just this very, very high-end retail store that sells only luxury brands. So like Chanel and Prada and all that other cute stuff. So she used to always take me into Saks just to look around. I hated it in the beginning because I knew I couldn't afford anything from Saks. So why would I even shop there? Why would I embarrass myself and walk around in Saks knowing that I'm not about to buy anything? I also didn't want the employees to know that I wasn't buying anything because that's embarrassing. But girl, let me tell you, 9 times out of 10, the employees that work there don't shop there either. And it is 100% okay to put yourself in an environment that you might might not ever think you belong in, but you do. Now, I don't shop at Saks much, but now I do purchase small things from Saks because I found things that were for me that were in my budget, and I still got that luxurious feeling when I shopped. I would have never gained that experience if my mom didn't push me outside of my box and get me to walk around in the store. You get what I'm saying? So for you, I want you to write down three things that you can do to step outside of your box and get uncomfortable. Get in a space where you feel silly or that you don't really belong there or think that you don't belong there. The point of reinventing yourself is to start pushing yourself to that next level. My third tip is to upgrade your appearance. This one is easy. Can you upgrade your appearance? I know most, if not all of you, know the power of a visit to the hairdresser and how you feel once you get out of her chair. Or maybe it's just me. It can't be just me, but go for some color, try a new cut, get some clip-ins or a new lace front, go all out, switch up that nail color that you usually get. So if you're always getting nude or you're always getting pink, now ruby red will not get you that corner office, but your nails will damn sure look good and feel good when you're sending emails to a big client or a major brand that you like to partner with. So what if you don't feel good right now or you gain some weight and your clothes don't fit right now? Guess what? Mines don't either. This is what they make leggings for. And thank God we live in a world where we can now wear leggings to pretty much anything and everything if we pair them right. So point of the matter is, the goal is to give yourself a makeover. It sounds silly, it sounds dumb, but when you look good, you feel good. We think different, we sit up straight, and we dare anybody to try us. So get a makeover. My last and final tip is to create your own boundaries. This is probably the most important one. What boundaries or guidelines can you create for yourself, for you, and only you to live by? They can be as big or as small as you want them, but write them down. To give you some inspiration, here are some of my boundaries. Number one, I must not accept anyone's invitation to crazy, even if it is my own. I have a terrible, terrible habit of letting other people's energies affect mine, specifically my family's and the people that are closest to me. If they have problems or issues, or if they're being negative, I instantly take on those energies, you know, into myself when we're on the phone and we're having conversations. And then, you know, they're expressing themselves to me and they're upset and they're angry. A lot of times they might be upset or angry with me, and I accept that invitation to what I like to call they're crazy. And when we're done talking, I have an attitude. I have that negative energy. I'm the one that's now upset because of a conversation that I had with someone else who was, you know, on a different vibe than I was. I must not accept anyone's invitation to crazy, even if it is my own. The second guideline that I have for myself is when people talk to me, they are staring at my face, aka drink more water so you don't look gross. Number three, my family won't be here forever, so stay on the phone an extra 10 minutes when they call. Number four, I will not eat after 7 p.m. or maybe 8:30 if I'm having a bad day. Number five, at the end of each day before bed and after my prayer, I must learn to let shit go. That is a big one for me. I carry stuff with me throughout the day, to the next day, through the next week, through the next month. I like to call myself the queen of the unbothered because that's something that I strive for to be every day, you know, to be unbothered about things that happen. But let's face it, you know, this is life. And just as much as I'm accepting other people's invitations to crazy, that affects me. And so sometimes it really isn't about you. Sometimes it's about the people that are around you. A lot of times it's not about you. So you have to learn how to let shit go. If you hold a grudge, you are hurting yourself. So let it go. So you see, those are my boundaries, and I have a lot that I live by, but these are my guidelines to how I live my life every day. And last year, they looked much different than this, but that's how it should be. As much as you reinvent the person you are to being the person you want to be, the habits and actions to which you live your life must change also. So start out small. Start out with a small list if you want, or a big one, but have a list. Write it down. Make the list in your note section in your phone, but pick it up and read it each day as a constant reminder of the you that you are working for every single day. All right, girl, that wraps us up for today's podcast. It would mean the world if you guys could leave a comment in the comment section with your thoughts on the Slay Girl Slay podcast, and even more if you would subscribe. You can always find us on Instagram at Slay Girl Slay, or come visit us on our website at www.slaygirlslay.com. Until next week, we will chat soon. Peace.